The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
The Spirit drove Jesus out into the desert, and he remained in the desert for 40 days, tempted by Satan. He was among wild beasts, and the angels ministered to him. After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Let me just say first a welcome to our candidates and catechumens, those who are have been preparing to enter into full communion with the Catholic Church through the RCIA process. And so just welcome this evening. We have what we call this evening and tomorrow the rite of election. And so they will be sort of making a particular commitment this evening, signing the book of the elect, going before the Archbishop tomorrow, and saying that they have an intention with God's help and his grace to enter into full communion with the church. And through, in particular, the sacraments of baptism, confirmation, and the Holy Eucharist, these sacraments of initiation. And so we welcome you and know of our prayers for you. The first Sunday of Lent, it is Saturday, this first Sunday of Lent takes us into the desert, always with Jesus. But before we step into the sand of the desert, I want to invite you to consider your participation in this year's annual Catholic Appeal. This year, the theme of the ACA annual Catholic Appeal is Live in the Spirit. Archbishop Coakley asks us to trust more in the power of the Holy Spirit, especially in our archdiocese and in our work as missionary disciples. The Holy Spirit has certainly been moving and is guiding our efforts to make disciples and bring the saving message of Jesus to the world. Today I ask each of you to take a brochure and envelope. These are at the center of the pews in the little baskets. So if each individual and family could please take one, you can pass them down. I ask you today to join me in making a pledge to the annual Catholic Appeal. St. Joseph Parish needs to fully participate in the efforts of the whole archdiocese. Today we join thousands of Catholic parishioners in central and western Oklahoma in making a pledge to fund and support the ministries of the archdiocese. For example, our youth, young adult, and campus ministry programs, Our Lady of Guadalupe Summer Camp, seminarian education, the parish grant program, religious education in Catholic schools, and also, but not limited to, the cause of the canonization of Blessed Stanley Rother. And so I just invite you, let's make this pledge today together. I invite you now to take this time to fill out the pledge card, to write a check if that's what you wish, to use the QR code that's on the envelope with your phone, and to make a pledge online. And so if you look at this envelope here, it's very simple. It opens up, and there's five basic ways you can make a pledge today. After you fill out the top that says My Gift, you can give by automatic withdrawal. You can make a credit card donation. You can give online, and there's the QR code right here which is handy. I like using those. And you could also make a phone call, or you could just write a check. And so we're going to take just a moment to make our pledge. I'm going to give you some time to do it right now, if you wish. Now, maybe some of you have already done this. You've received it at home. So I just, if you'd like to make this pledge with me right now, I'm going to fill it out. If you want to join me in filling it out, that would be great. And then at the end of Mass, or at the collection time, you can put this envelope in the basket and we will make sure it gets where it needs to go. So I'll just give you a minute or so to fill this out if you'd like right now. So thank you very much. Now I can tell the Archbishop I've lived up to my obligation this weekend. Now let's get a little more into the sand of the desert, or what sometimes is the discomfort of the Lenten season. This year we are looking at Mark's gospel during Lent, and it says that Jesus was driven into the desert by the Spirit. You can imagine that Jesus was content doing his ministry, living with his disciples, and suddenly the Holy Spirit drives him into the desert. He takes him out of that and into this place of disruption. It was really a disruption of life. And he now has to face the devil. The space, by the way, between Jerusalem and Jericho is a very large, empty land of rolling hills, small mountains, deep canyons, and is sometimes called the desert in the scripture. It is also called the Judean wilderness. Even today, if you find yourself in the middle of the Judean wilderness or desert, if you're somehow got stranded walking from Jerusalem to Jericho, which is a long walk, it would be very dark. It would be very lonely there. It would be very quiet. Jesus had his life disrupted, and he now must face the temptations of the devil, the temptations of our life. Jesus faces evil for the salvation of our souls. The season of Lent is a season of disruption. And this is a good thing. We need to be disrupted, taken out of the norm. I would invite you to allow Jesus to disrupt your life during this great fast of Lent. Let's be honest. We don't often challenge ourselves enough during the season of Lent, during these 40 days of prayer. If you are sacrificing something for Lent, like coffee or candy or television, if you're saying, I'm going to pray more, but you're not quite sure how you're going to do that yet, please consider offering up something that is actually difficult. Let yourself be disrupted a little bit. Allow yourself to be uncomfortable. Don't worry so much about doing this perfectly, by the way. You will fail at your Lenten observance. How many of us every single year begin something and then by week two we're like, well, that didn't work. I'll try something else. You will fail, but that's okay. It's okay. It will remind us once again, every time, that we actually have to turn to Jesus. That's the real purpose of this season. This is the real purpose of the disruption of Lent. We need to be reminded that for everything in our life, we need Jesus. He is the one who was driven into the desert and faced the devil for us. And so let yourself be disrupted, uncomfortable, and then we will be more eager to turn to Jesus. Then we will be willing to say with full voice, Jesus, I trust in you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.